Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 86 of The Brunch and Judge. Nothing happened in 86.
No, not all.
Sorry.
Got nothing.
Anyway, we are your hosts. I'm April.
I'm Claire.
And this week, we are talking paranormal. Woo.
I love that we're getting all these spooky things up close
I
to
know.
Halloween.
I appreciate the Wheel of Fate giving me what I need. Because, like...
giving you what you need.
I mean, I need the spooky. I need the creepy. It's important to me. Because it is Spooktober almost. Well, it is Spooktober by the time this airs, so good.
Right.
But before we get into our spooky paranormal, Claire, what are you judging this week?
It's that time of year again, guys. It's Fat Bear Week.
Fat Bear Week!
By the time this airs, it will be Fat
it's
Bear Week.
Fat Bear Week. Da da da.
October 4th is when it starts. And so you can go to explore.org and vote for your favorite fat bear. And I'm here for this. I love this so much.
How long?
You got bear bios.
How long is the voting open? Is it just the week or is it like?
I think they do like.
Is it like several weeks? Because I don't really
Well,
understand
I think
the
they
concept.
Do like different days. They pit bears against each other. And then like, it's almost like a, like, you know. Brackets. That's the word I'm looking for.
Right,
like brackets
okay.
of bears. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you get down to like the two last bears standing and then you vote, you know, that
I
kind of thing.
I see. Okay. Okay. So Claire, tell us about our bears.
Oh yeah. You can go on the website and meet your bears and read their bios. Some of them don't have like actual names because they've all got numbers. But
fair,
some of
fair.
Them do have names. You have names like Chunk.
Chunk,
which I'm here for that one. Grazer, mm-hmm. Walker, Holly, Otis, and Yearling, who looked like a little baby bear that was super skinny, but now they do have their like before and after photos, like to show them when they were skinny, like after they come out of hibernation, mm-hmm. or you know, like. During the, but then they like what they
you
bulk
know,
up to before they go into hibernation.
I would like to live my life with hibernation. I want to wake up from a really long nap, skinny AF, with my like,
right?
With like my beach body ready. And then I just spend like all of my awake time enjoying honey and fish, you
right.
know, eating all the things. And then like,
go eat some berries.
I was like, after I've had my nice summer beach time, it's like, all right, time to like gorge myself and just like
if you've
get
had your
all
hot,
the yeah,
your hot bear summer.
My hot bear summer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then it's like, I'm going to eat pie
yep.
and pasta and all the carbs and french fries and like be
yep.
perfectly like, it's like, oh, look how big she got. This great. And everyone cheer for me.
Look how much weight she's put on. That's amazing.
It's amazing. And then I just go take a nice long nap and wake up again ready for hot bear summer.
Exactly.
I want that life, man.
They have their before and after photos. You can read their bios. I love it. I'm here for Fat Bear Week. I love that they do this. It's so good. But it's in Katmai National Park. They're brown bears, which are some of the largest bears on the earth. And they said that the males can get up to like 700 to 900 pounds.
Damn, that's big. Think
yeah.
of all the carbs you get to eat.
But that's like in the summer. But when they like start packing on it, they can get up to like 1200 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah. But still, I'm just like, what?
It gives me a new perspective because like, I'm not really an outdoorsy person. Let's just be real. Like. I like the outdoors. I like to see the trees. I like the occasional hike. I prefer it on nice paths or whatever. But like, I don't really want to be I'm not really camping kind of a person, and I don't really want to like go deep into the woods because things like bears. And now I feel like what's the word? Why can't I think of the word? whatever. But can't think of it. I think it starts with a V, but I can't quite pull it out of my head. But like now I feel like vindicated. I'm vindicated
There you go. I was
because
like, what are we
I kept trying
talking
to say
about?
vindictive in my head. I'm like, not
No,
vindictive,
that's
vindicated, and not doing that because I'm like, that bear doesn't even have to try that hard. It just sits on me and I'm dead. Like,
right.
there's no, we don't need like the claws of the grizzly to rip me to shreds. Like,
No.
it just sits on
Just
me and
crushes
I'm
you.
dead.
It just crushes you. It's fine.
Lord. So, I'll stay inside and look outside at my nice trees.
Anyway, yes. Go vote for Fat Bear Week. Just because.
I feel like I want to vote for a chunk.
Chunk.
Yep. I feel
Just
like they
because
need
the name
more
Chunk.
like fun names like that. I wish it were Chonk, because that's what we call Aggie, because she's a chonk.
Chonk.
She's a chonk
Chonk.
cat. She loves her Kimden foods too much.
And also one of them, their number is just 747, which reminds me of like an
Yep.
airplane. And I
I
think he's a big old bear, so
mean, probably. So good luck everyone participating in Fat Bear Week. So
yes.
may they all, work hard to gain their
Right.
heft and do well in the polls. Guys,
Oh,
this is important. It might be more important than the presidential race, so go vote.
absolutely. I am more here for this than I am for that.
Agreed. Far more entertaining.
Yes. But yeah, go vote for Fat Bear Week. It's that time of year. Do it. Anyway, what are you judging this week?
I'm judging the fact that my camera
I
has
know, I was like, all of a sudden your camera
suddenly,
just got out of
like,
focus.
hello? What? There it goes. I'm
There you
like,
go.
what happened? Like, I moved, but like, calm down. So this week I have a couple of judges.
A couple,
A
oh.
couple. Well, so this past week we finally went to the Connecticut DMV to get our licenses and car registration or whatever.
Gotcha.
And this is like the fifth state I've lived in at this point in my life. And quite honestly, I'm just gonna tell you, I no longer think states' rights are a thing. And I'm here to say I'm judging states' rights, and it's time to kick them the fuck out. No more states' rights. We are one country. We only need one driver's license. We don't need to go register our cars in every single fucking state we live in and pay out the wazoo to have yet another driver's license in a state. And I'm like, but why? I have one. Why can't I just have one driver's license for the whole goddamn country? Why does it fucking matter from state to state? It is asinine and ridiculous. And it just makes me so angry because every DMV is different for no fucking good reason. And they have different requirements and it's a headache. So like,
Right.
Spencer couldn't get his because they wanted to have a birth certificate or a current passport, and his just recently expired. And I'm like, but he has a passport. Like, he was able to get it. So what does it matter if it's expired? Like, it's not like 20 years expired. It's like a
Right.
handful of months expired. And I'm like, it's
Well, and
to
also when you go to
it's
get your passport, you can use your previous passport.
right. Right.
Regardless of how, yeah, like this was my, I had a passport, you know,
And I'm
because
like,
mine was
it's
expired and I took my old one, like, and it was expired by like 5 or 6 years. And I was like, here's my old one just to, as extra, like, here
but it's
it was.
also a driver's license, not like you sure you're supposed to be able to get just like a normal driver's license and not have to
Right.
get like the ID one for flying or like you
Right.
can, you don't have to. So I'm like, at this point, I've given you enough documentation to get a fucking passport, and here's my passport. Like, it's so stupid. And then I couldn't register my car because I don't have my title yet. I paid off my car, but they haven't sent my title yet. It's on its way. It's a
Right.
thing. And it just took a long time to get all the pieces together, and so I didn't even bother. But like, I'm just tired of doing it. Like, I get it.
Right. You're
We
just like, yeah, this is dumb.
we move more than most people, and that's fair, but also, what the fuck? This doesn't exist anywhere else. You go to,
Yeah.
I mean, like you go to Europe, you can just fucking drive, and you have an EU, you have a generic driver's license.
Like
Like,
just
what am I doing?
everybody just has like a United States driver's license.
And it's like, to me, I'm like, oh, I'm over it. I'm over states and garbage. And in this state, because people keep asking me how I like living here, and I keep saying it depends on the day. If I don't go out driving, I love it. It's a great place to live.
It depends
Every
on the day.
damn time I leave this place to go almost anywhere, there is some idiot driving, like breaking huge amounts of traffic laws. Like,
Oh
I am
my
convinced,
God.
like, it is insane because this is a state that doesn't. That at some point decided that traffic cams were a violation of privacy, and so there are none. So there's no, there's,
What?
yes. And I'm like, but that's, how can the state just, like, I'm so fucking over states' rights. Like, no. We're one country. Let's have blanket laws and blanket whatever. I'm so fucking
Wow.
over it. Like, I get that that can hurt me in some ways and things that I think are important and not in others, but like, God damn it. It's so stupid.
You're just like, I'm over it.
I mean, states are stupid. I'm done. I don't want them anymore. Good
I
Lord. So.
mean, that just, yeah.
But like, it happened every single time we move and we go to the DMV. And the experiences, we've had some bad ones, we've had some good ones. This one was fine. Like, they were nice, but like, you can't just go to the DMV. You have to have an appointment, and they're
Right.
transitioning their appointment system. So at the moment, we
Oh,
can't
God.
get an appointment because it's transitioning, and we both have to go back because he's got to get his license, and I have to get my car registration switched over. And Lord,
Lame.
I'm super over it. Ugh.
That's annoying.
Well, it's like stupid shit that makes
Yeah.
no sense to me at all. And like,
That's even like from like state to state how everything is different, like even when it comes down to voting.
yes.
You
I
know, it's like, what the
loved,
hell?
the thing I'm gonna miss the absolute most about the state of Washington is that you can only vote by mail. There is no other way to vote. You cannot show up at a polling location. There are none. You vote by mail. It goes to your address, which is a verification that you fucking live there, by the way. Because it gets delivered to you, and then you can drop, then you drop it off in like a ballot box, or you can mail it back in, either way. But I'm like, I miss that. I miss not having to go out to a place and stand in a line,
Right.
because I voted in all the elections when I could vote by mail, because I could sit down and I could learn about the specific race that I was voting for to make sure I was picking the best candidate that I thought for the position, you know, instead of just being like,
Right.
oh, I don't know, I'll just pick this name, which happens a lot when I
All
vote
the
in person, because
time.
I'm like, I don't remember.
Right.
Ugh, gross. Anyway, yeah, so that's my first judge. Fucking states. I'm over it.
Fucking state.
Jeez.
And your second judge?
So my second judge is, as I was reading, I'm a headline news reader. I don't deep dive into news stories unless I'm like really wanting to know this about the specific thing. And so I'm just kind of skimming through the CNN headlines, and it says Russian school children are being taught to use live ammunition and grenades. And I'm like, the fuck?
You're like, say what now?
So I read it out loud to Spencer, and he's like one school or like all children? I'm like, okay, fair point. Let's actually open this one. Let's
Let's read this
actually
article.
read this article. And so I'm reading it, and it is literally like all school children. They have like rewritten the textbooks to like really
What?
emphasize Russia's military power and amazingness, and they're like teaching the patriotic nationalistic bullshit, like you're proud in Russia and blah blah blah. So like, little kids, no, they're not given grenades, but like older children and colleges, like
Shit.
they have these clubs, and like in school they're getting like mandatory patriotic rhetoric garbage, but like they're
Yeah.
also being taught how to fire real weapons with real ammunition, and they are being taught how to use grenades in order to like.
Oh my
And I'm
gosh.
like, well, this is bad. Holy fuck. And this has all happened since they invaded Ukraine. Like they made this change. They're trying to go ahead and teach, educate, mobilize, indoctrinate children so that they will continue fighting in years to come. So I'm like, so
Whoa.
World War III is on its way, so that sucks. But also, I couldn't help but
Shit.
notice that, you know, they changed the textbooks, you know, to really emphasize Russia and to, you know, basically rewrite history. And I was like, who does that remind me of? Oh, that's right, DeSantis. And I'm like, I feel the need to send like DeSantis's campaign like an email, like linking the story and being like, hey, I read this and thought of you. 'Cause like you also
Aren't
like
you
to
doing
rewrite
the same
history.
thing?
So, and you're trying to like re-educate children into your patriotic belief system. Interesting. So you're like Putin. Cool. Cool.
Or not. Or not cool.
So I was like, God damn it. Ah.
Oh. I love how Spencer is like, one school or all school
Yeah.
children?
He was like, well, that's an interesting headline. Do you think that's like, you know, like it's like an isolated thing over here? Is it like, oh, and I'm like, well, let's find out. Like, well, it's all of them, so cool. Way to go,
Wow.
Russia. Yeesh. How exhausting. So I'm gonna go ahead and
Dang.
say war's not over yet, and Poland needs to stop being hateful about Ukraine. They're having a tiff about grain. And I'm like, you know what, buddy? I promise you, Russia's coming for you next. They're already teasing you. So like,
And they go for Poland. We know what's happening.
Yes, because we all have to get involved then, because we made an alliance. So
Right.
we can't just like officially,
Can't like
unofficially like
throw
help.
money at it.
He's
Yeah.
like, here's some money and some things, but it's all you. It's gonna be like, well, now it's us.
Right.
So, by the way, I not don't think I'm a good choice for fighting in World War III. I've always kind of been like a not gonna survive the first wave of the zombie apocalypse kind of a person, because I just kind of don't wanna. Feels like a lot. But I do kind of go back to the girlfriend tank, the fighting girlfriend tank story, and I'm like, you know, I can see myself doing that, like getting pissed off and
Enough to
being
just be
like,
like, fuck
give me a nuclear weapon.
you.
I'm taking them out. Yeah.
Right.
Exhausting. Anyway, so that's what I'm judging this week. States'
Those
rights
are
are stupid, but also Putin is still fucking stupid and exhausting. Just like DeSantis.
good judges.
Thank you.
Indeed. Definitely.
All right, so time to get all paranormal.
Yes.
Claire, what story did you bring us this week?
I'm going to be talking about the Enfield poltergeist.
Ooh.
Yeah, and my sources are Wikipedia, people.com, horrified.com, and hauntedrooms.co.uk.
Very cool.
This particular story is what they based the second Conjuring movie off
Yes,
of. Yes.
which I have seen.
I have too. It's been a hot minute, but I have seen
Right.
it. Anywho, so in 1977, a single mother named Peggy Hogson and her children, Margaret, who was 13, Janet, who was 11, Johnny, who was 10, and Billy, who was 7, lived in this rented house at 284 Green Street in Enfield in London, England. And the night of August 30th, 1977, Peggy heard noises coming from her the girls' shared a room and the boys' shared a room. Heard noises coming from her daughter's bedroom, and she just assumed that they were up, kind of horse playing instead of sleeping. So she went in to tell them to stop, and instead of finding them up, the two girls were like huddled in a corner and they were terrified. And they told the mother that the chest of drawers was moving on its own towards the door.
No.
So,
No.
yeah. And so, of course, Peggy, she's like, didn't immediately believe that claim. She, in an interview, she said that she told him, don't be silly.
That's ridiculous.
That's such a British thing. Don't be silly. But then it says that Peggy saw it for herself, that the furniture was indeed moving by itself by some invisible force. And so she went to push it back and she pushed it. And then it moved back toward her. And so then she went to push it again and then it wouldn't budge. And so that's when she was like, we're going to GTFO out of here. So obviously terrified, Peggy gathers all the children and they flee across the street to a neighbor's house.
Correct.
His
When
name was,
stuff moves, you
yeah,
get out.
right. To they're the Nottinghams. The father Vic and his son Gary. They went back to the house to like check out what was going on because I guess they thought somebody was like playing a prank because they didn't really quite understand what was going on.
Right.
So they walked over, that they were hearing strange knocks and bangs coming from around the house, but they couldn't find anybody in there. They thought somebody still might be playing some kind of prank. So his wife, Peggy, called the police. So
Okay.
his wife was Peggy, and then the mother's name is Peggy.
Not confusing at all.
I know, right? And so the police get there around 1 a.m. And while the police were there, they couldn't find any source or reason for the knocking or banging noises, like in the pipes or anything like that. And one of the police officers reported that he was alone with the family in the living room and other people had walked other places in the house. He was alone with them and that the lights switched on and off by themselves. Like nobody was near the light switch. They switched on and off by themselves. And then when they came back on, one of the boys pointed to this chair and that it was wobbling like side to side.
Ugh.
And then it just slid across the floor by itself, like 4 feet, and came to a stop.
And the
And
cop
I'm just
didn't
like,
run out. It's like, I'm sorry, we're bye.
right? But then the police determined this wasn't a police matter. So they're like, we washed our hands of this
They're like,
nonsense. We're done. We're
sorry.
done. And so the next night, Vic went back over to the house. I guess they were still staying at the Nottinghams' house. So Vic, the dad, went back to the house and was attacked by a flying Lego. Got hit with it.
I mean, okay.
And like the next 3 days, people had gone into the house and there were claims of marbles and Legos and other detritus being strewn about mysteriously flying about the house. Like I said, many neighbors, members of the council and clergy stopped by trying to help in some way to fix the situation.
Like, here's a nice casserole. That'll help, right?
Right. So on September 4th, Vic's wife, Peggy Nottingham, called the Daily Mirror, which is a newspaper, hoping that some kind of publicity would help the situation. Somebody would see it and come help because at this point, nobody knew what was happening. They're just like, we don't know what's going on. So Daily Mirror reporter Doug Bentz and the photographer Graham Morris were assigned to the job. And Morris said that when they first met the family, they brought the kids into the kitchen like one at a time. And that Janet, the 11-year-old, was the last one in. And when she entered, things just started flying around the room and it was utter chaos. And he was hit in the face with a Lego like so hard the Lego brick over it hit him over the eye that it like left a mark that was there for like several days. Like he had like a bruise, a knot, or
Wow.
whatever. Yeah. And so then I guess they went back and they're like, we think this is legit. This is nuts. And so then a senior reporter, George Fallows, and a photographer, David Thorpe, visited, and they're thinking, oh, this is a scam for Peggy Hogson to get a newer home from the council, because this was
Right.
like, you know, like, oh, this house is haunted, give me a newer
Right.
home. You know, but soon realized after similar incidents that that wasn't the case. So they're like, oh,
Turns out your house is haunted.
yeah.
So.
And so because of the article in the paper, a man named Maurice Gross, who was a member of the society, I don't know if it's psychical or cyclical research, SPR, was contacted, and he visited the family, and he stayed with them. This whole ordeal lasted like 18 months, this haunting, this poltergeist thing. He witnessed all kinds of stuff. I think he said over 2,000 different incidents, which ranged from fires igniting all by them, like spontaneous combustion of things.
Damn.
He the flying objects, marbles, toys, spoons like jumping on the table by themselves, levitating objects and furniture. He set up cameras around the house to like just take photos randomly, and they caught a photo of Janet like being thrown off her bed, and there
Oh,
it
yeah.
almost looks like she's jumping, but it does, but it doesn't, like her
Right.
face, like it's very bizarre. It's just like, what is it? Almost looks like she's flying. It's very weird. So they the family stayed in this house for like a month, and then they finally, on September 25th, they just completely fled to Peggy's brother's house. And it said that Janet, who was 11-year-old, seemed to be the center of it. And there was some article or report that had come out that said children attract poltergeist activity because they're more susceptible to the energy or some kind of nonsense.
Sure,
I don't
sure.
even, yeah. And that usually, typically, poltergeist activity affects girls and young women more. Not that it can't affect boys, but 9 times out of 10, it's going to affect girls or young women more than it's going to affect
Of course,
males.
it's
I
always
know.
women.
Right. But she seemed to be the center of it, in that supposedly the poltergeist could like speak through her. And that when it would, she would go into this trance-like state and her voice would change. And she said that her name was Bill, through this weird voice, and would talk to these people as another person. And some people said that she was putting it on, that she was faking it. Others were like, no, it's real. But they did find out that there really was a man who lived in that house, whose name was Bill Wilkins, who died in that house from a brain hemorrhage while
Ooh.
he was sitting in the living room. So that's like, I don't think they knew about that, the
Right.
family.
Well, I mean,
So yeah, which I'm just like, that's kind of creepy. Uh, 18 months, you know, several investigators came through the house. Couple of them were our favorites, Ed and Lorraine Warren. They were absolutely convinced that all of this was caused by supernatural occurrences, that this was the reason for the disturbances in this house.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
I mean, the
Now,
police did come and they were like, we can't help you, bye.
right. Some people claim that it was all an elaborate hoax and that the children were faking a lot of this and causing a lot of it. And in that people.com article that I read, they talked to Janet now, and she did say, she goes, there were times that they did fake some of it, but it was, she was like, we did it as a joke to see if they would catch us, like the investigators. And she said, but every time we did fake it, they would always catch us. So they knew, like, in that moment that it was fake. But she said, just about 2% of it was put on. She said the rest of it was absolutely real. But I mean, if, you know, when you're 11-year-old and you got that shit going down, can you imagine, like, not, I mean, trying to, you know, it's like, I mean, I don't know that I wouldn't fake. I would be like,
Well, especially, all this stuff's going down, and so you know that people believe it, and maybe you're like, I don't really want to go do this thing today. So what if instead I just like fake a thing so that everybody focuses on that instead? And I don't have to. Like, I can totally
exactly.
follow that.
Yeah. And I mean, I could see her like faking the voice thing to a certain extent. And there were like things where it was like spoons were bending and stuff, but they had caught them on camera like actually bending the spoons themselves, and you know, because they had cameras set up around, you know, that kind of stuff. But there were other things that obviously could not be explained, you know, like just furniture moving on its own when nobody is there. Like that police officer, you know, like everybody was standing not near that chair and it
And then
moved
it just
4 feet
went
on its own, and it's just like, this is not a police matter, we're leaving. Like,
bloop.
what?
Like, I can't arrest whatever this is, so bye.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what do you do with that? You
You
know?
know that cop was like found rediscovered Jesus that night and went to church to be like blessed. He was like, nope.
Right,
I'm
right.
noping out of this. Thank you.
Well, and there was one thing I read that said when they left to go to Peggy's brother's house, that they were sitting around the table drinking tea after they'd gotten there, and then like out of nowhere this Lego brick just dropped on the table,
Ugh.
and that it was like the poltergeist letting them know that it was like, I'm not haunting your house, I'm haunting you. And it's
Yeah.
like, oh, that's rude,
Like,
that's
dude,
rude.
like, only, stay home, stay in your home, leave us alone. We're taking a break.
Right. And it's just
Boundaries, boundaries.
like, I know, we're like, we are setting these boundaries and you are not abiding by them, sir.
Right?
Stop it.
He's like,
Right.
bye-bye.
On July 25th of 1978, Janet, I guess with all the stuff going on and all that seemed to circle around her, they sent Janet to a psychiatric hospital to be evaluated. And she was there for 6 weeks. And while she was there, it said that there was, I mean, there was still some stuff that happened at the house, but not a lot. But they couldn't find anything with her. Like, she was fine. Like, nothing. Nothing was wrong with her at all. No seizures, no epilepsy, no nothing. Like, they were trying to find some reason for all of this, and, you know, nothing. And so 6 weeks she's at this hospital, and then she comes home. And then they said within a half an hour of her being home, she sees like an apparition of a boy. And it's just like, oh my God, you know, it's like, come on.
Is they're like, you're home.
I know, right? It's like, oh, you're back, bestie. Hi. So it really was, it was something with her for whatever reason, you know, because by this point she was 12. So it was like, for whatever reason, they latched on to her. Not sure why. But on October of 1978, they hired a Dutch medium whose name was Donno Gimlig Meiling. Don't know if that's how you say it. He was one who claimed that he could like travel the astral plane.
Oh, fuck.
He's one. I know. And I'm just like, ew, that's
I
cringy.
don't
I'm
like
like,
that.
no.
And like the idea of being like someone is in here right now watching me. No,
Right. It's
stop
like,
it.
oh
Go back to your
God,
body.
no. But he said that he identified that there was like a 24-year-old female in the house. And I guess him being there and he talked to the spirit, whatever. It wasn't very totally clear, but the fact that he was identifying that there was a 24-year-old female, whatever this poltergeisty thing was, I'm not even sure. But
Okay.
like after he was there, after his presence, then everything just started to like taper off.
Oh.
And then life just kind of calmed down. So his presence, whatever he did, then it all just kind of like went
Oh,
away
maybe he did
eventually.
like the whole like ghost whisperer things, like follow the light, go into the light, or whatever she did.
Right. But apparently, the guy from the SPR group, Maurice, he'd had a 24-year-old daughter who died in a car accident, and her name was Janet. And that was one of the reasons he got involved in SPR to begin with. I don't know if he felt like he could like find his daughter that way. I don't know. So there was like that kind of connection there. So I don't know if even his presence being in the house was causing that as well because of what happened to him. It was just like there were all these things, and I'm like, this is creepy. Oh
And do
my
you not like
gosh.
it?
No, I do not like it. Sam, I am not at all. But then it was like, yeah, it just kind of like died off. But I mean, the fact that the kids did admit to a certain extent they did fake some of it, but then they're like, but there's so much of it that we did not.
Right. There's
It
like,
was like,
I mean,
we
we're kids. We
didn't.
did some stuff, but there's other things that we're like, I didn't do that.
Right. I mean, when you walk into a room, how can you make just objects start flying around,
No.
you know, on their own? You can't do that. Like, that's these people saw this happening. This is not, you know. So it was like, to a certain extent, yeah, we faked some of it because we were kids and we were just, you know, being stupid. But a lot of it we didn't. And I think they were pretty traumatized by it, you know,
Yeah, I mean, fair.
because they've talked about it since then. They're like, yeah, it's, you know, something we've had to overcome because it was an 18-month period in our life where we were in this house that
Yeah,
was.
and you didn't know what was going to happen next, so
Right,
yeah.
right. So yeah. So that is the story of the Enfield poltergeist, and it's just one of those things. And that's what they say about poltergeists. They just pop up out of nowhere and then they just disappear. It's very weird. I'm like, I don't like that.
No. No, and no, pass. But maybe since I'm not young anymore, I'm saying.
Right,
Like,
right.
I'm old now, so hopefully they'll leave me alone.
I know, it's like I'm an old
It's
spinster.
true.
I
I'm
don't
sorry.
I can't say I'm a cat lady because I don't have any cats, but
You're a cat lady in your heart. How about that?
there we go. I could be a cat lady if I was home more often. But yeah, I'm an old spinster, so but yeah, that's the story of the Enfield poltergeist. And I'm just like, this sounds terrifying. That just like one night shit just starts going down, and then it's like 18 months, and then okay, bye. Like, what? Like,
I don't.
it was fine, and then it wasn't fine, and then it's fine. Like,
Yeah, I think
emotional damage, thanks.
I always spend the rest of the, sorry, the you, I'm freaking myself out. It's very windy here today, and so the trees outside went, I'm like, oh, what's out the side the window? All right.
Oh,
Just the tree. It's fine.
this is the tree.
Just the tree. I'm fine. That was excellent, Claire. Thank you.
I'm just like, I'm not here for marbles flying around the room or fires
No.
igniting all by themselves or
No, hard
furniture
pass.
levitating or people being thrown from beds by unknown forces of nature. I'm just like, no thanks.
Hard pass.
I would have GTFO'd a long time ago. I'd been like, you know what? Keep your house. I'm moving far, far away from here. Don't care how much money it takes. It's like we're gonna do what we gotta do to get out of here. Like, no, thank you. And then I just think of like the movie Poltergeist and like, I have exorcised the demons. That's what I think of
Yep.
like every time.
God, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Anytime you say poltergeist, that's the line I
Well,
think of. Yeah.
I
But anyway.
not, you don't think of they're here.
I mean, well, that
That's the one
too, but
I
I
always
just,
think of. That's my first
yeah.
one. I'm like, okay.
I don't know, but I just think of,
I have exercised the demons.
yeah, that's what I think of.
Well,
But
that
anyway.
was excellent. I think one of the things I love about the story is that there is like a lot of police evidence, because I feel like they came several times for various things and
Yeah, and there are
they're like,
pictures
nope.
of shit. Like, there's pictures and
It's
video, and I'm like, I feel like that's kind of hard to refute some of that, you know? Like,
well,
I'm like,
yeah. And I think that's the thing, is like, not that there is any super like tangible evidence of stuff that we can point
Right.
to, but this one I'm like, an awful lot of people were pretty
Saw.
convinced and were like, pass, pass. So it makes me kind of go, okay.
Right. Well, and I feel like even like that one that you talked about, that demon house in Indiana or wherever it was, that a lot of people saw the stuff that was going on. Like, it wasn't just the stuff that was put on by the kids. It was the big stuff, like the flying objects. Like, how do children make that happen? You know, it's like, what are they doing? You know?
Well, and especially when they weren't there, like when other people went in to kind of go check it out and look it up,
Right.
it's like, but no one is there.
Yeah, like the
What the
family
fuck?
is at, across the street at the other family's house. You know, the children aren't there. They're, you know. So, yeah. I know. I'm just like, no, thank you. I don't want that.
Definite pass.
I said, what story have you brought us this week on paranormal?
Ah, this week I have brought you the story of the Roslyn Chapel.
Ooh.
So we picked the same con or the same country again. Yes,
Oh, my
woo, United
gosh.
Kingdom. I got all of my information from roslynchapel.com, aghost.org,
Ooh.
and Mysterious Britain.
Mysterious Britain, yes. I feel like England has some of the best ghosts.
Well, I agree. And I thought I would just thought I'd try something a little different. So I thought it was funny when you're like, I'm doing the Enfield poacher guys. I was like, huh. I also went to Bonnie Old England, well, Scotland, whatever. I guess technically Scotland. Doesn't matter. Anyway, so the Roslyn Chapel was founded in 1446 by Sir William St. Clair.
That's super old.
It is super old. So I'm going to go through just like a quick little like history of it, just so you have context, and then I'll talk about the spooky things.
Okie doke.
So it was dedicated in 1450 as the Collegiate Chapel of Saint Matthew.
Oh.
Now, I'd never heard of a collegiate chapel. Like, I have no idea what that means.
No, I don't either.
So it's actually a place where you're meant to pray for the soul of the founder. I'm like, okay. But also
Cool.
to spread intellectual and spiritual knowledge.
Gonna say, usually when you say collegiate, I think of like college, you know, I'm
Right.
like,
But it's like, I built this chapel. Now you have to pray for my soul for all eternity. I'm like, what the fuck? All right. Cool.
cool, thanks.
You do you, bud. It was a family chapel, but it had a large staff, really, for a chapel, because it had a provost, six prebendaries, which I have no idea what the fuck that is, and two choristers. So, like, lots of people. So it was initially left incomplete because Sir William died in 1484. He is, of course, buried in the chapel, because that's what you did back then.
Right.
And his son, Sir Oliver, took over, but didn't really dig Daddy's design, and so kind of made some changes himself and finished it off. But then the Reformation hit and the chapel fell into disrepair because in 1592 they were ordered to destroy the altars because it was a house and monument of idolatry. Fuck the Reformation.
Indeed.
So they quit using it. It fell into disrepair. By 1650, when Cromwell was being a dick and going through, his troops attacked Rosslyn Castle, because it the St. Clairs had a castle, of course, and then the chapel was one that they had built. And so they attacked the castle and took it over. And so they decided they needed a place to stable their horses, and what better place than a chapel?
Nice.
Lord.
I mean, I guess you just use what you got. I don't know. If it was already in disrepair by that point, they're probably like, eh, who cares?
That's fine, right? At this point, Sir William Sinclair or Saint Clair was, I guess, the main dude in charge. He actually died in battle, either with Cromwell's troops on the castle or just like in the area, because, lots of war happening all the damn time.
Right.
And he ended up being the last knight that was buried in full armor and was placed in the vault of the chapel. And I'm like, that
Interesting.
feels. I never really thought about it. Because, I mean, obviously, when we watch TV, they always bury the knights in their full armor. But I'm like, that's a waste of good armor.
Right.
Like, you need that. You need that. But
That's a
whatever.
hot commodity. You know how long
Right?
it takes to make that shit?
Right?
I mean, that's not, they didn't have factories back then. I mean, I feel like that
No,
took
like,
some time.
it took many days. Weeks, months, even. I don't know. By 1736, Sir James Sinclair was in charge, and he ended up relaying the floor with flagstones and glazing the windows, like just some basic kind of upkeep, because he liked his chapel. And by the late 1700s, artists and poets were visiting Rosslyn to be inspired by the beauty of the area, that they went to the chapel as well. And so the artist Alexander, is it Naismith? I think it's Naismith. Nasmyth? I've heard of him, but had been there, painted some lovely things. Robert Burns, Sir Walter Scott, William Wordsworth, they are all there being like, this is the most beautiful place I've ever seen. They write their poems, have a good time. Even Queen Victoria came to visit in 1862, and that is also when they started deciding to repair and restore the chapel, so that, since it was so pretty and beautiful, well, we should restore it and fix it now that the Reformation's over and Cromwell is long dead, and
And
we can stop this
people don't care
ridiculous.
anymore.
So at that point, they restored it, they rededicated it, they started having weekly services again. But, 100 years later, it again had fallen into poor condition. And in 1995, it was so severe that the current heirs of the Rosslyn title created a chapel trust in order to preserve and restore the building. They still have services there, and it's open for visitors because it became super popular after Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like,
It is beautiful. There are some very exquisite carvings that some argue are some of the best in all of Europe, which says something. And they portray scenes that you that has not been found in any other chapel from like the 15th century, and has also become like a mecca, you gotta go visit if you're interested in like the mysteries of life, as the carvings seem to, well, like if you're into like the conspiracy things, because the carvings kind of relate not only just to like biblical things, but there's like Masonic stuff, there's some pagan imagery, Knight Templar themes. We all love a good Knights Templar. And before I get into the spooky things, fun side note. You know how I feel about parents naming their children after themselves. I would like to read to you the family lineage of earls, because
Oh boy.
it's a seat. So the of it's like the Earl of Rosslyn or whatever. So, like, you start off super early with like 1,000 year, whatever. You have Rognvald and Rollo or whatever, like before they really granted like the earldom.
Right.
But so it really starts with William. And it goes William, Henry, Henry, William, Henry, William,
Oh my
Henry,
God.
William, Henry, Henry, William,
My God.
Oliver.
Oliver,
Oliver.
okay.
William, 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 William.
God.
John.
John, okay.
James.
Oh, okay.
William.
Damn it.
Alexander.
Oh, okay.
James. Francis Robert.
Oh, okay.
James Francis Harry.
Is that all one? James Francis Harry,
So
okay.
Francis Robert is one. James
Okay.
Francis Harry is one.
Okay.
Anthony Hugh Francis.
Wow.
And today, Peter. But I died. I was
Wow.
like, William Henry Henry, William Henry, William Henry, William Henry, Henry, William Oliver. William, 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 William. I'm like, oh my God.
Get over
Like,
yourself,
do
people.
you know how many hundreds of years have passed in just the William Henry Henry, William Henry, William Henry, William Henry, Henry, William Oliver, William, 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 William?
I know, it's just like, get over yourself, people.
I'm like, God, what the fuck? It's exhausting. Okay. I just wanted to share that because it was on the Rosslyn's website. And
Right,
I
you're
was
just like,
like,
what?
why? How did we go from Ragnvald to William Henry, Henry, William Henry, Henry?
I know, right? Like, come on.
Oy, oy. Anyway.
I give props to whoever named their kid Oliver. Who was
Right?
the one who broke that? Like, I'm sure there was uproar
But what I
of
love
some kind.
is that a guy named William, after he had his dad was Henry and his grandfather was Henry, so his great grandfather was, so he had been na named after his great grandfather. But he's like, Oliver. And Oliver was like, but Dad, I don't want to be named something new. So he made sure that after
The next
him, it
kid.
was William and then William and then William and then William, four in a row. Like, oh my God. So much anger. I hate it.
I bet you, though, that one Oliver brought up like so much family grief. I bet you. That's probably why there were four Williams in a row, is because this one Oliver. Like, I
Yeah.
bet you it was like all kinds of family drama.
And I love that, like, so when they did kind of go for a little bit of change, like they went John, James, which is super whatever. And then back
Right.
to William. And then, like, Alexander. Like, they're adding some stuff in, but no one ever went back to Oliver. They held on to Francis, though. James, for whatever reason. They loved the Francis.
Right.
Because it went Francis Robert to James Francis Harry. So they had to carry the Francis over, who had Anthony Hugh Francis. And I'm like,
Which that was kind of like, where'd the
where did we
Hugh
get
come from?
obsessed? Where did we get obsessed with Francis, guys?
Francis. Yeah.
Jeez.
I know, right?
Oh, okay.
What did Francis do? What did he do that was so special that everybody wants to keep
Right.
Francis?
It's exhausting. It's exhausting. But then it's just Peter. His name's Peter. Peter Earl of
Whatever.
St. Clair. I don't, whatever. Anyway, the things we care about, the spooky things.
Yes, please.
So, July 2006. There was a group of actors who were practicing in the chapel for a play that they were planning to perform at the Edinburgh Festival. And a couple of weird things happened. One of them saw a fairy-like figure on the grounds. I mean, it's Scotland, so fair, fair.
Don't mess with the fae
Nope.
ever, ever,
Nope.
ever.
And another one, as they were kind of like finishing up, heard the voice of a child, like in the building,
Ew, no. Nope, nope,
and
nope.
thought that it sounded like the child had was in the crypt, which was open, like it's not like locked or whatever.
Right.
But they didn't want, they're thinking, oh, it's just a child exploring, as kids do, because kids love to go into the crypts of things. I don't know. And so they were getting ready to lock up the building. He didn't want the child to get stuck locked in the building in the crypt overnight. So he went into the crypt to look for the child that he could still hear, and no one was there.
Ew.
Never go look for the
Ew.
children. They're not real. Children
I
aren't
hate
real.
it.
There is a white lady that haunts both Rosslyn Castle area and the chapel. And they think it to be a girl from the St. Clair family who was bewitched by an evil spell.
Ooh.
And
Can you break
they. You
the
can, actually.
Oh.
So all you have to do is find her because she sleeps in an enchanted room waiting to be rescued by a knight. And once she is rescued, her spell will be broken and the knight will become very rich. So it's,
One of those.
one of
Okay.
those.
Noted.
There's also a ghost dog and a black knight.
Ooh, maybe the Black Knight could go save the
Right?
lady and they could ride off into the sunset together.
There you go. I like that. So there is a dog who wanders the grounds of the Rosslyn Chapel and barks its ghostly barks, especially on wild and stormy nights.
Ooh.
They think that this is actually a warhound that belonged to an English knight that was cut down in a battle nearby, and that the hound, and then the hound, after his owner was killed, attacked the person who had killed him, and he was also slain. So, interestingly, the story is that every night after the dog was killed, the spirit of the dog would appear in the guard room of Rosslyn Castle, where he would
Ooh.
terrify the soldiers that were garrisoned there until one night a terrifying scream rang out over all of Rosslyn, and the soldier that had killed the dog saw the apparition of the dog, didn't speak another word, and died 3 days later.
What?
Don't kill dogs, okay?
No, that was
Okay.
rude. Rude.
Now they believe that the dog's owner is actually the Black Knight, and he is seen frequently, including by like just motorists driving through the area. They'll just be driving through, and then there's the Black Knight just hanging out. Apparition just fades away. Gross. Gross.
Ew.
I
Yeah,
don't wanna
no. No, thank
see
you.
that.
No, me neither. I'd freak out.
Right. All right. So Rosslyn Chapel was, in its glory days, was a place in which monks would often come together to pray, to worship, and they say that some of those monks never left.
Ooh.
In fact, several people have seen a monk praying at an altar in the crypt.
Ooh. See, I wouldn't be going down into any crypts. I'm just saying. Like, that's just not at night anyway. Like, no. We're not doing this. I'm
Some
a
say,
wuss. I
yeah,
am such a
same.
wuss.
I mean, like, I'd go, but I'd be ready to scream.
Oh,
And I'd
100.
be like pushing you in front of me. You go first, Claire. Go
Yeah, I know.
on, Claire. It's fine. I got your back. Some say that as you approach the crypt, you can feel a chill wind, even on a warm summer's day.
I'm here for chill when it's hot. If the ghosts
So
are gonna
now
be like,
suddenly the crypt is not so bad.
if the ghosts are gonna be like free AC, then yeah, I'm here for that.
As recently as 2010, some workmen were working through the night in the chapel. First
Why would you
mistake.
do that?
Mistake.
Why?
So they
Everybody
had,
knows that's not a good idea.
right? They had three different groups of workmen that would work overnight. Like they would kind of like spread it out.
Yeah.
So, and every time like morning came, the group would be like, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to work overnight again. So I had to get another group. And like they couldn't get them to really explain why until finally one guy was like, dude, I was repairing the steps down into the crypt when it felt like someone was behind me and watching. And when he turned around, he saw a monk in a brown gown and he was like, fuck this shit.
No.
So there have been other sightings of monks. Some are dressed in gray, one is dressed in black, but they're seen inside and outside of the chapel. Like it's one of the more frequent apparitions you're likely to see.
Monks.
And one of them saw the monk like in at the altar in the crypt praying with four knights surrounding him. And you're like, the fuck is
Ooh.
happening, man? Blech.
I know, right? You're like, what?
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the murdered apprentice. Because what's a
Ooh.
chapel without a good murder?
That's right.
So, again, I mentioned that the chapel is known for its carvings and the artistry of it all. It's gorgeous, beautiful. And it's has been described as like tapestry in stone. That's how elaborate they are.
Right.
There is one pillar that is referred to as the apprentice pillar because it was said to have been carved by an apprentice to the master mason.
Okay.
So the master mason went to Rome to seek inspiration, to kind of, you know, be inspired, fill himself with creativity. And when he had returned, he discovered that his apprentice decided to be ambitious and completed the pillar and made, I mean, it's an exquisite masterpiece, beautiful. But the master was pissed as fuck because he's like, I went to Rome to look at the shit and then I come back because and see that you've
And you
done this
finished it for me.
masterpiece and I'm angry that you did this.
Right.
So he was so angry that he struck him and he died on the spot.
Oh, what a dick.
And so
Way to be petty, God.
there are actually some sources that say the Bishop of St. Andrew obtained the Pope's permission to delay the consecration of the building because the violent death had occurred. So, like, they had to kind of delay it because, like, well, I
Wow.
murdered somebody, so we need to delay before
Oh
we
my
can
God.
consecrate it. So, I'm like, well, what the fuck do you think is going to happen to
Oh.
this building? You murder someone? You're like,
We need to postpone.
to pause. And one of the carvings in the chapel shows a young man with a cut on his forehead, and they think that is the depiction of the murdered apprentice.
Wow, that's kind of creepy.
Right?
Little bit.
And of course, we can't talk about the Rosslyn Chapel without talking about the Knights Templar.
Right.
So they do know that the Prince of Orkney was involved in the Order of the Knights Templar that was forcibly disbanded in 1307. But the Templars have become entangled, embroiled, enmeshed in many legends of mystical significance.
Right.
Supposedly, they have the Holy Grail, whether it's a cup or Jesus's child, either way. You choose what you want the Holy Grail to be.
We don't know.
And there are some suggestions that the Holy Grail is in the Rosslyn Chapel, along with other holy relics, including a fragment of the Holy Rood, the cross of the crucifixion, and that they are in the vault, which has been unopened for centuries.
Ooh.
Ooh. The chapel itself is supposed to be a representation of Solomon's temple and may hold encoded secrets for those who are willing
Ooh.
to work them out.
Fancy.
There's a legend that if you stand on a particular step within the castle and blow a horn, that a treasure will be revealed.
Just any horn.
I mean, I'm assuming it's a specific one. Like maybe it's probably like a musical puzzle. Like you have to play the right
A set
note
note.
in order, but you have to stand in the right spot, play the note, and then something will, you'll gain access to the treasure.
Yeah.
Some of the carvings in the chapel suggest that they had early contact with the New World 200 years before the quote unquote discovery of America by the asshole we know as Columbus. Because there are carvings there that depict what looks like an American cactus and sweet corn, which only
Okay.
exists here,
Right.
that could not have been known when the chapel was created, because this is
Right.
1440 whatever. So the suggestion is that since it is Templar related, that the Templars, who did travel far and wide, actually discovered America before Columbus. So they were here first.
Sneaky, sneaky.
And then finally, there is a legend that suggests that when one of the descendants of the Prince of Orkney dies, the whole chapel appears to be on fire.
Okay.
So much so that Sir Walter Scott wrote about the phenomena in his Lay of the Last Minstrel. And recently, strange lights have started to be seen around the chapel. So I'm like, interesting. What does it mean?
Let's go.
Yes, let's. I've always wanted to go because I read Da
Let's go.
Vinci Code.
I know. Let's go.
So, yes, I'm
I
game.
know. When you said it, I was like, is that the one from Da Vinci Code? Like,
It sure is. It
that's the
sure
first thing that
is.
popped in my head.
It is the one from Da Vinci Code. But like it's fascinating. I love intricate carvings. I love when it's like, we don't know why these are here. Nothing else has anything like this, and
Right,
no
same.
other chapel from this time period has anything like this. And
We don't know. It's a mystery. I'm like,
also the
yes.
Knights Templar like to be here, and so maybe there's secrets. And I'm like, I'll solve
I
the secrets.
know, right?
I can do it. I'm better than all you. That's how it goes for me. But there you have it. That is my story of the Rosslyn Chapel and how it is not only mysterious and extraordinary, potentially holding the key to the Holy Grail, but also super haunted.
Nice. That's why nobody's figured it out because it's super
It's
haunted.
super haunted. Rosslyn Castle was basically destroyed. I think there's still like a section of it that you can still, it's not open for visitors, but like I think you can still see the outside. But the chapel is, again, it's open. You can go visit, you can go worship Jesus there.
You're like, I'm not sure.
No, I mean, I'm assuming it's Jesus 'cause chapel, but I mean, I don't
Right,
know.
right.
Maybe it's monks and
We don't
ghosts.
know. We don't
I
know.
don't know. They didn't ask me.
Nice. Well, that was excellent. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. It makes me want to go watch Da Vinci Code again.
I know,
Well,
right?
read Da Vinci Code. It's better. The book is better.
It is. Don't get us
That
started.
one wasn't too bad, though. That one was fine.
No, it wasn't as bad as
It
the
was
one, the others that
acceptable.
shall not be named.
No, they don't exist.
Anywho, so I'm ready. Hit me with it.
This week's sweary affirmation.
Yes.
You don't have to be perfect to be fucking awesome.
Nice.
I like that. That makes me
I do
happy.
too.
Which means that now it must be time for
Yes.
tarot time with April. Spooky, spooky. Do 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 do. All right, Claire. Tell me when to stop. Ooh, it's a blowin'. I have to tell you. So, as you know, Hurricane Lee let me down. Gave
Yeah, I
me
saw that on the news.
absolutely nothing. Gave me just some like light wind, blah 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 blah. So Ophelia was like, fuck that shit, here I come.
Leave it
So like the
to a woman to do a man's job.
right? So like it rained all day yesterday. It's been nice and breezy, but and we're
Stop.
fine. We're absolutely fine. There's no, like the hurricane isn't
Right.
really hitting. It's just like tropical depression-y kind of stuff, I think.
Right.
Not even like hard rain, at least here. But there are telling people like in New York City, hey, if you live in a basement, just be prepared in case you need to move to higher ground because basements flood. So,
Wow.
well, because New York,
Yeah, because there are
cities,
like
there's just
basement
nowhere for
apartments.
water to go. Like, there's no ground to
Right.
soak it in. So, anyway, we are starting our week with what looks like the Christopher Columbus card.
Oh, God.
It is the Three of Wands, but it has a dude holding like a model sailboat with his, you know, like his telescopy thing.
Christopher Columbus card.
I mean, like, you tell me. Is that not what you say?
I mean, that's fair.
It looks, you know, I mean, maybe I should revisit that and be like, it's the Knights Templar card, because apparently they
Maybe.
discovered America first, but, you know. All right. And then our midweek is the Tower. Well, that's terrifying.
Have we had that one?
I don't know, but like the top of the building came off. People are falling out. It's on fire. There's a
Oh.
storm. Like, it seems like a lot. I'm not gonna
I
lie.
don't know that we've had that one.
I don't think so. Like, I know that the tower
You're
is
like,
like,
that's terrifying.
I feel like the tower is a bad card, just based on the imagery there.
Right.
We are going to end the week with the Eight of Swords inverted.
Oh, God. Well,
So I'm sorry, everyone.
we don't know yet, but this could be a shit
I
show.
mean, Christopher Columbus looks like the best card, and we all know he's a dick, so I'm not really sure what's happening. I mean, he is.
A bad week when Christopher Columbus winds up being the best guy.
The Three of Wands is listening, watching, and getting ready to go. I think of the Three of Wands with the man as past, present, and future. He's literally turning his back on everything but the future. Okay. The three has already traveled some distance. There doesn't seem to be much ahead of him, but I think it's all about perspective. He sees amazing things. He sees his future, his ideals, and his successes played out ahead of him, and he's just about to go for it. When this comes up in a reading, it often has to do with having itchy feet. You might be held back by other people, but circumstances beyond your control, or by yourself. So I'm like, okay. I don't know what this is. I'm ready to go forward, but I think the towers are gonna fuck me over. So that's
We'll
cool.
see. Let's see what this is.
I don't
You're
even
like, this
know where to.
image is just terrifying all on its own.
Right? I'm just like, okay, that's fine. Nothing bad can happen when a building is being destroyed and people are falling out of it. It's on fire, and also there's a storm. I'm guessing it got struck by lightning, and that's why it's on fire and people are falling out of it. Oh, the tower is based on the Tower of Babel. You know how that ended up.
Oh, great.
Oi. I'm not reading the story of the Tower of Babel because
We know that story.
we know it, and if you want to know it, you can look it up because, like, it ain't great. The tower fell, just letting you know.
Right.
God destroyed it because he hated that man had all the power or whatever. God forbid we were talking to each other in the same language, is kind of how I understood it.
God, what, yeah, it was like, God forbid that humans had an idea to outsmart and then he thwarted us.
So in tarot, the tower is about your life dissolving. You've built up this life, this tower, piece by piece. You were sure about each placement of each stone. Then, from out of nowhere, the universe reaches down, grabs your little snow globe of a life, and shakes the hell out of it.
Oh
Fucking
no.
God.
Oh no.
This can be about someone hurting you so badly you forget who you are, having someone treat you so unfairly that your breath is literally taken away. It can be about being deceived, robbed, violated, demeaned, losing part of your identity, divorce, death, losing a home, a job. Like, everything about this is bad. Good Lord.
I feel like this is the worst card ever.
It is the worst card ever.
Like some of these other cards seem like they're terrible until you're like, oh, well, this could mean something else. No, this is the fucking worst card ever.
Okay. This is. This is what the author says. Again,
Is
it's so
there
off.
a silver lining to this?
Kitchen table tarot, guys. Kitchen table
Yes.
tarot. I don't think, though, that the tower is a bad card.
Shit. Of course not. She never does.
It is a serious card. Sometimes in our lives, we have to face up to real changes. These changes are uncertain, but I think the thing that gets us through it is faith. Faith in yourself, faith that the universe is trying to put you where you belong on your authentic path. The tower clears the rubbish out of the way so we can rebuild on an empty canvas. So, okay.
But still, you gotta go through all that bullshit to get there.
That
Damn.
sounds really awful. Like really awful. Oh God. Okay.
Yikes.
Eight of Swords inverted. We're talking about release. I always think of a bird flying out of a cage. No matter how pretty that cage is still a cage. This makes perfect sense after the tower, I guess.
Right.
Lord. It comes up in readings after someone has left a bad marriage, ended a toxic friendship, or found a better job. It's also about releasing those restrictions we hold on ourselves inside. Lord. Lord. Hard.
Is
Okay.
that the inverted part?
Yep.
Okay.
So apparently we are ready to start our journey. We're looking to the future, and then everything falls the fuck apart. Great. Thank you, Tower. But that's okay, because by the end of the week we feel the release and are ready to move forward. We are free like a caged bird being released, but damn. Damn.
Wow.
I hope you're all okay, everyone. Please let us know if you're not.
Right? Check
We'll
in.
let you know. So cool.
Right.
Ugh. It's a terrible, terrible week.
Dang, that was harsh.
Boy,
I'm
I don't.
sorry for that draw.
I
Yikes.
mean, I feel like I need to go cleanse my cards now because I
I
think,
know.
like, fuck
Got some
me.
sage around? My
Oh,
gosh.
anyway. Okay. So, what will our next topic be, Claire?
Oh, who knows?
Lord. Okay, Wheel of Fate. We need something after that. What's it gonna be? Ooh,
Movies.
movies. Well, that'll be fun. I like movies, especially because I feel like I can take that into a spooky, true
I
crimey,
started to say
Halloweeny.
that's such a broad topic.
I
You can
know.
do it. You can do whatever you want.
It's like I feel like didn't I feel like last time I did like the true story behind Scream. Now I'm
You
wishing I
did.
had held on to that because that would have been perfect for October. But that's okay. I'll find
You
something else.
did. That was a good one, though. That was a good
Maybe
one.
it's my time to do The Haunting in Connecticut.
Maybe it is.
They made it into a movie. That'll be fun. I'm excited for that for next week. So until then, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, comment, subscribe, et cetera, et cetera. And you can send us some topics for our wheel or any stories that you'd specifically like us to cover and send those to us at.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
You can also let us know if you had the shittiest week ever and we're so sorry. yeesh. But until then, keep on brunching.
And keep on judging.
Bye.
Bye.